the thing about it is, all of us need to really learn to walk in that God kind of love. If you walk in that God kind of love, you don't ever fall from grace. You're never under the law. And so God will bless you when you walk in love and you walk in God's grace. Then when you hide the word in your heart, when you're obeying Him and you've purified yourself from all these other things, not only can you walk in divine health, but when you ask the King for anything, He'll do it for you. I mean anything. And that's when you pray for somebody else, you'll get to see Him do great and wonderful things. I mean, it's just awesome to get to see God keep you healthy. Yeah. I mean, and keep your children healthy, to not have to go to a hospital. I mean, I learned these principles 20 plus years ago, and praise the Lord, I haven't had to be in a doctor's office for myself for no reason for all those years. I've trusted the Lord, and every time I get hurt or hurt myself or do something, and I've done it a few times, you know, a few times I deserved it. That's like one time I just told y'all a while ago, the Lord said, do all things without grumbling and complaining, right? Well, whenever my wife and I was building this little ministry, this room back here, I had already built it in and framed it in, and of course, I framed it up in steel, and it's welded. And so then I'm going to buy the bathtub, and she don't want a normal bathtub. She wants one that's about 4 inches bigger. That's not real big, but it won't go through the door. And so a normal one will go through the door. So she's very insistent she wants this bigger bathtub. I said, okay, I'll buy you the bigger bathtub. So I did, but I had to go out there and take out both windows to have a hole big enough to get it in the house. So I took the windows out, put the bathtub in the house, took it in there, set it in the place where I was going to mount it, and then I'm back out there, and Dave's out there with me that day. And I'm putting all the screws back in the windows, and I'm not grumbling. I'm putting them in until I get to the last screw. And then I thought, I'm safe now. I've got the window put in. I said, if my wife could only wanted a normal tub, just a little light grumbling and complaining, just a little light. And I reached up and got the screw, put the drill in it, and pushed. And the screw turned sideways, and my head went forward, hit the side of that deal, and knocked a whole big notch out of my eyebrow, cut me, and the blood started running down my eye. I looked up, and Dave looked down at me, and he said, I ain't touching that pastor with a 10-foot pole. I said, you know why that happened to me, don't you, Dave? He said, yes, but I ain't saying nothing. Now, see, does God love me? Yes, but will He discipline me? Yes. Somebody says, I don't believe God did that to you. Well, let me tell you, how come I put all them other screws in, did none of them mess up till that last one when I grumbled? And that one slipped off sideways and busted my head open. Somebody says, I don't believe that. Okay, don't believe it. That's okay. We believe it, don't we, Dave? Amen. We have learned not to grumble and complain. And we built this whole building. In fact, I was really proud of Phil the other night when me and him was way up there on top. We were putting this insulation up, and all of us, five of us working that night. He said, Pastor, isn't it something to work with a group of believers? I said, well, of course it is. But I said, what do you mean? He said, there's no cussing, no grumbling, no fussing. Everybody's just working, and we're getting the job done. Makes no difference, cold, hot, midnight, what it is, we just work. He said, this is awesome to get to work with a team of men that love God. And that is right. You know that? Now then, I want to talk just a little bit about these curses in Deuteronomy 28. And actually, when we talked about the first two verses there, verse 15 and 16, and then I want to just talk about one other verse. It said, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. This is a decision that you and I make as children of God, and most of us living in the church are like I was most of my life. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a curse that led to death. I didn't know there was a curse that would curse my children. I didn't know that there was a curse that would curse me or my wife. I just didn't know these things. And so when I begin to read this, when it says, cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field. Now then, sometime when you have time, if you'll read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 61, you will see, which we're not going to read all those today, but you will see every kind of curse for every kind of thing you can imagine about doing.
That's right.
They're all listed there. And then I want to just cover verse 61. I want us to go to verse 61. And it says, also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. Now then, if you were disobedient, who's going to bring this sickness and plague upon you?
God.
God says He will. So when people think that God would not put sickness and disease upon you, they don't realize that He's God. So if you, and there's very few people who will agree with this, but here it is written in the book. It very clearly says that God is the one that does all of these things. And He takes responsibility for it all the way through the Word. He never, never blames it on anybody else. He says, and every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. And He's just written a bunch of them. He's told you about them up through verse 60. But then He says, even those that are not written, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. Now, all this is revolving around your disobedience. Now then, we look at all of these things, and then I want to go to Romans 6:16 right here. Well, again, we'll jump out of line with what I gave Dave, but I always do this. He knows that by now. So, you know, just however the Holy Spirit leads me, I give Him a list of scriptures, and then I take rabbit chases all over the place. Know you not, this is under our new covenant now. This is Paul speaking in the book of Romans, chapter 6. Know you not that to whom you yield yourself service to obey?
That's right.
His servants you are to whom you obey. Whether of sin, which leads unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now then, as a child of God, Paul's talking to Christians there in the book of Romans. How many of us have a choice every day as a child of God as to who we're going to serve, the devil or God? Do we have a choice every day?
We
make a choice every day. God's given us the freedom. He's given us the liberty. We're free in Christ, and the freedom is to serve the Lord or to serve the enemy. It's your choice. So, as I've kidded this couple here, sitting here in the second one back, I've given them such a hard time all day. I mean, about how that she has to forgive her husband 490 times. He said, well, I don't even want to go there, and I don't want you to go there either. But every day, when you do something, you have the choice to either get upset with Him or to just love Him, like God says. You know, in fact, after God brought Cheryl and I together, you know, I was going to do something for her which I thought would make her very happy. And I found out it didn't make her happy. She wanted some input into this thing, and she got extremely upset with me and read me the riot act all the way home from church. We just had church, you know, it's Sunday. And that's the only time she's ever really raised her voice at me. But she really raised her voice at me that day. And so I just decided, okay, Lord, this woman that you gave me, I just will keep my mouth shut. Now I'm understanding when the king says, study to learn how to be quiet. I thought, okay, Lord, I'll just be quiet. So I didn't say anything, and we got home. And we got home, and I just thought, well, I just unload the car. So I'm getting the stuff out and unloading the car and everything. And she comes into the ministry center, and she is fussing at God. Lord, this man you brought me. I mean, she's reading the king, the riot act. What am I supposed to do with this man? And guess what the king did? He spoke to her, and he said something so wonderful to her. He says, just love him. Uh-oh. Did the king tell us in the word to love one another, brother? I mean, but you know, when he audibly speaks it, he carries a little more weight, doesn't it? I mean, here she's upset with me. She's hollering at the Lord. Lord, this critter that you brought me, what am I supposed to do with him? And he says, just love him. Now then, how many of you ladies is the Lord telling you the same thing? Did he tell you to love Frank? Yes, he did. And when you do what he says, it's a lot better, isn't it? It's a lot better. Well, that night, whenever I was outside, she come to the back door. And she said, honey, are you out there? I said, yes. She said, are you coming back in very soon? I said, yes, as soon as I get the stuff put up, I'll be right there. So I walked in, and she was crying. I looked at her, and I said, whoa, what happened to you? She said, will you forgive me? I said, well, of course. I said, wow, what happened? She said, I was fussing at God about what am I supposed to do with this man that he brought me, and he told me I'm just to love you. So she said, I had to ask him to forgive me, and I asked you to forgive me. I looked up and said, Lord, thank you. I needed that help tonight. Do we all need help from God every day? Because in this freedom we have in Christ, you see here, do you not know that you have the freedom to yield yourself servants to whoever? You can yield yourself servants to obey, you know, and if you're his servants, you are to whom you obey. Whether it is the devil or sin, which he said, if you serve the devil and sin, where does it lead? To death. Now, it may not be an instantaneous death. It may be sickness and disease for 6 months or 2 years or whatever, and then you die, right? Well, let me tell you, if I got to die, I'd a whole lot rather just die instantly than have to be sick for 6 or 8 months or 2 years, wouldn't you? I mean, I've been to hospitals with people and prayed over people that have been laying there in that hospital bed, some of them comatose for months. It's awful. You know, I just don't want to go there. I don't want to suffer with that kind of pain.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.